Welcome to Heartland 101, Communicating with Community. Today with us is Forward Air Partnerships Executive Director Nadine Blaney to talk about a new monitoring plan that has been developed. Before we do that, can you tell us a little bit more about the Forward Air Partnership?
Yes, the Forward Air Partnership has been monitoring the air people breathe within Alberta's industrial heartland and surrounding areas for the past 17 years. We are run by a multi-stakeholder board that includes members from the public, industry, and several levels of government. Our monitoring network is led by a scientific advisory group and driven by government standards, and we collect and report data for 19 different substances and several weather conditions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So our data, which anyone has access to, is used by government to compare it to air quality standards, make decisions on managing air quality, and to calculate the air quality health index, which is available on our website.
So how do you determine what gets monitored?
The province currently directs what we monitor for and determines what the health and environmental impacts may be of the data that we report. We monitor air quality where people live and publish the air quality health index for several locations throughout the airshed. This is an hourly value calculated by the provincial government using the data that we collect.
And so why are you changing the way you monitor?
Well, we are responding to community, government, and industry needs and aligning with the provincial direction of regional monitoring. This means characterizing air quality throughout the entire region, taking into consideration not only regulated industrial emission sources, but also other sources such as household traffic and oil and gas wells. And we want to be in a better position to monitor for all possible sources that affect air quality, regulated or not, which is why we've introduced a new monitoring plan.
How does this fit into government planning?
Regional air monitoring is an approach that the Alberta government is currently implementing throughout the entire province for all media, including air, and it is part of Alberta and Canada's move to cumulative effects management. It's important that the data we collect can be used to make good air quality management decisions.
So what are you planning to do?
So over the next several years, we're planning to add two more continuous monitoring stations to the network, one likely near the town of Gibbons and another that would be mobile and collect data in different locations throughout the airshed. We're also planning to relocate to other stations, one which will possibly be moved closer to the town of Redwater and the other to a better location in Strathcona County within the industrial heartland. We're also planning to increase monitoring on oil and gas wells, eliminate any redundant monitoring, and upgrade our technologies.
What are the expected benefits of these changes?
Well, primarily we will have a network that is better able to measure the impact of all sources on air quality, not just those that are regulated, and we will also be more focused on monitoring air quality where people live. We'll be able to track the impact of emerging local issues like new development, and we will be providing the data that the government needs to make informed air quality management decisions.
So when will this happen?
Full implementation of this plan will depend on getting the funding support that we need, so we'll be working over this on this over the next several years, and we've already implemented a few changes outlined in the plan, such as upgrades throughout the network.
Can you give me an example of a technology upgrade you have implemented?
Yes, we are upgrading data collection software throughout the entire network right now. A spin-off benefit of this is the enabling of a live data feed to our website. This data will be translated into an easy-to-use and understandable format so people can get hour-by-hour current or historical raw data, and we're hoping to have that up and running by March.
Sounds exciting and great. So where can people get more information about it?
We've just posted an explanatory video and the monitoring plan document on our website, www.fortair.org, and you can also email us with any questions at info@fortair.org.
That's your Heartland 101 feature brought to you by Life in the Heartland. Tune in next month, Friday, March 7th, to hear about Alberta's Industrial Heartland Association with Neil Shelley.